660 New York.
NBC Motor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now with the news, Lou Wood.
Russia renewed its charges today that West Germany was staging an open provocation by holding presidential elections in West Berlin. The Communist Party paper Pravda called the new East German ban on road travel to West Berlin a timely reminder to Bonn. In Berlin, leftist students staged a protest march against what they called fascist terror today and engaged in scuffling with West Berlin police. The demonstration was an apparent dress rehearsal for their promised disruptive attempts during President Nixon's scheduled visit to Berlin later this month. Another Saturday session of the Clay Shaw conspiracy trial in New Orleans. A report from Carl Stern, NBC News in New Orleans.
Attorneys to Clay Shaw hinted today they will confine their defense to disputing only the alleged New Orleans conspiracy. Defense counsel Irwin Diamond told me District Attorney Jim Garrison can put on 25,000 witnesses from Dallas, but he'll never disprove the findings of the Warren Commission. Testimony today came from Mrs. William Newman of Dallas, who said she was 10 feet from President Kennedy when bullets hit him. She thought from the side, she said. She and her husband threw themselves on top of their children. She said, "I thought we were caught in a crossfire." The prosecution claims the president was shot from several directions. Another witness, James Simmons, claimed he saw a wisp of smoke from behind a fence and ran over and found shoe prints there. However, on cross-examination, he conceded people do walk through the area, which contains a steam pipe. Next week, the prosecution is expected to call Governor John Connolly, who was riding with the president, and various doctors who dispute findings of the Warren Commission. The trial recesses Tuesday so the jury can attend Mardi Gras. Carl Stern, NBC News, New Orleans.
More news after this from Ford.
Gene Rayburn for Ford. You know, most sales are pretty much alike, especially when what you're selling is cars. So why should I suggest you see your Ford dealer? Well, he's got a sale going now that's kind of different. It's a pop option sale. Pop, that's short for popular. And that's wherein the difference lies. Because Ford dealers are selling their hottest selling cars, specially equipped with their most popular option packages at special low prices. You can get the same Mustang sports roof somebody else would, only yours will have popular options already on board, like racing mirrors, racing stripe, and that performancey hood scoop. You can get the same classy Galaxy 500 with a wheelbase that's longer than its biggest competitors, but maybe you'd like yours with air conditioning. Or a wild roof. You can get vinyl on a Fairlane or a two-tone job on a Falcon. And the money you save isn't on the car at all. It's on the pop options that usually end up making the car cost lots more. So everybody's got a sale, right? But nobody's got one like your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
Once again, Lou Wood.
The White House has announced that Willie Mae Rogers has declined to take the job of Special Presidential Consultant on Consumer Affairs. Ms. Rogers, the director of the Good Housekeeping Institute, would not give up that job while working as a part-time White House consultant, and a swirl of debate arose over her doing double duty. The criticism apparently forced Ms. Rogers to decline the post before she had started. President Nixon and his family plan to fly to the nearby Catoctin Mountains of Maryland this afternoon for a weekend at Camp David. It will be Mr. Nixon's first visit to the presidential retreat as chief executive. His good friend, Charles Beebe Rebozo of Key Biscayne, Florida, will be a weekend guest. Much of Florida is being battered by a winter storm today, bringing high winds and waves against the Gulf Coast first. A freak wave sent water churning 500 feet inland at Sarasota and flooded lower floors of homes and motels. The storm moved across central Florida. Winds of 75 miles an hour were reported in the Tampa Bay area, and some tornado funnels were reported in that section. Damage was said to be done to trees, power lines, and some homes there and near Lakeland, Winter Haven, Lake Wales, and Melbourne. Many other southeastern states are experiencing winds, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. More in a moment.
NASCAR racing champ Davey Pearson took a close look at the Fairlane two-door hardtop offered with popular options during your Ford dealer's pop option sale.
I think they have some good deals on that. They come out with the dual racing mirrors and Lux wheel cover, even the racing strap. I like that low price you can get it at.
How about you? There's a Fairlane all decked out with Ford's most popular options at a special low package price during the pop option sale at your Ford dealer's, the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
South Vietnam announced it would observe a 24-hour ceasefire starting Monday during Tet, the Lunar New Year. The Allies agreed to the stand-down, but so far have ignored the Viet Cong's seven-day truce, which began today. The Viet Cong guerrillas haven't either. There have been incidents of terrorist machine gunning and bombing in Saigon since the communist ceasefire supposedly began. The five admirals of the Navy Court of Inquiry into the Pueblo affair took a tour of a similar vessel today in Norfolk, Virginia. They'd never actually seen a spy ship. Then they flew back to San Diego, where they'll resume their hearing on the Pueblo Monday. Once again, the hour's top story. Russia renewed its charges today that West Germany was staging an open provocation by holding presidential elections in West Berlin. Lou Wood, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. You're in tune with Monitor 69, where the Baroque Brass plays a lively number called Day Tripper and Tongue Tripper. Joe Garagiola here from Monitor 69. You know, doing Monitor for me is like a five-minute education. I'm always learning something, and I get a little bit confused, too. Like last week, now, I hope you heard the interview with Bob Richards. He's one of the all-time great pole vaulters. He predicted that there'd be a new fiberglass pole that would get the vaulters up to 20 feet. They'd be able to clear 20 feet. You know what bothers me? How high are the walls at Sing Sing?
Jubilee Joe, Jubilee Joe.
Manny Kellum and his orchestra and chorus, Jubilee Joe.
This is the famous Miller High Life theme. A reminder that Miller makes it right. Always hearty, robust, deep down good. Always the champagne of bottled beer.
Next, On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
It's mighty hard to follow an act like Apollo 8's voyage to the moon and return, but Apollo 9's crew is willing and able. In some respects, theirs will be an even hairier mission. I'll be back with the chilling details. Here's a reminder from Mutual of Omaha.
Seems you pay more each time you go shopping. Seems you pay more when you're at the store. And though high prices may never be stopping, there is a way to help your money buy more.
You don't have to be told things cost more today. You know it every time you pay a bill, even when you go window shopping. And medical costs, hospital and doctor care are no exception. To make sure you're not one of the 9 out of 10 people who haven't enough health insurance, call the Mutual of Omaha man in your own community. His company pays 30% more of its premium income and benefits than the combined average of the next 24 companies. That's one reason why Mutual of Omaha is known as the company that pays. And a good reason for you to be protected by such a company. Remember, in all the world, there is only one Mutual of Omaha.
Apollo 9, which is scheduled to lift off from Cape Kennedy on the last day of this month, will not come within 230,000 miles of the moon. It will stay in Earth orbit for 10 days. Prime item on its list of experimentation is the checking out of the weirdest space vehicle ever contrived, the Lunar Module. The Lunar Module, or LEM, as it's familiarly called. If LEM does not work, the multi-billion dollar project to land men on the moon in this decade will be dealt a stunning blow. There can't be a landing if LEM, as now constructed, fails. Also, and not incidentally, if LEM doesn't work, we'll lose 2 astronauts, first men to die in space. LEM resembles a huge spider, 23 feet high and 31 feet wide, with its 4 landing legs extended. It is to be carried aloft as part of the Apollo spacecraft, the largest part of it, in fact. The rest of the parts are the cone-shaped command module and the service module. All are boosted into space by the huge Saturn V rocket. On the Apollo 9 mission, the LEM will be shot loose from the remaining parts of the Apollo spacecraft once the whole thing is in orbit. Traveling at 17,500 miles an hour, it must then be retrieved and made to more or less stand on the point of the command module, like a ball being bounced on the nose of a seal. Once it is secured to the nose, 2 of the 3 astronauts who have been riding in the command module open hatches on the snoot of the command module and climb up into the LEM through the LEM's hatch. There are no seats within the LEM. The 2 astronauts stand, as the LEM crew that eventually touches down on the moon will. They strap themselves and direct their attention to the bewildering instrument panel of their strange vehicle. Then, on this Apollo 9 mission, they break LEM loose from its strange perch and cast off. Simultaneously, the astronaut who is left in the command module will activate its space propulsion systems and squirt away from LEM. Eventually, there will be 100 miles of space between the 2 man-made heavenly bodies. If anything goes wrong with LEM, or if the astronaut in the command module can't find LEM when he goes searching for it, the 2 astronauts inside LEM will be doomed. LEM has no re-entry heat shield. If it plunged back into the Earth's atmosphere, it and its occupants would be consumed like a falling meteor is. Even if the vehicle survived re-entry, impossible, by the way, it would still have no parachute to let it land safely. All would go well, the space agency and the astronauts feel. The command module will find LEM, nuzzle up to it, and the 2 astronauts will climb back into the command module and close the hatch. LEM will be cut loose and left to die when finally it falls back to Earth. Anyway, I'd suggest you get in shape. You're in for a hair-raising, televised mission. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now, here's something new from Mutual of Omaha.
Seems you pay more each time you go shopping. Seems means you pay more when you're at the store.
The cost of living keeps going up, and the cost of going to the hospital is rising even faster. But there is an answer. A new hospital surgical protection plan from Mutual of Omaha. It pays more in benefits. That's why it'll pay you to call your nearby man from Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine. We'll be heard again tomorrow, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC News tells you what you want to know when you want to know it. First,
range safety arm light on.
Right. Affirmative.
Range ready?
Ready.
Water system ready?
This is Frank Gorham. For fast, factual, frequent news reports, join me and the WNBC News staff right here. This is the place. WNBC Radio 660.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Here's a message from the Metropolitan Ski Clubs. Get away from it all this weekend at Mount Snow, Vermont. It's less than 4 hours from New York, and the skiing is the best in the East. There are 11 lifts to get you up the mountain quicker. The famous gondola you ride with your skis on, and a brand new bubble chair lift. Ski on over 75 miles of slopes. For novice, intermediate, and expert, swim in the outdoor heated pool, skate on the indoor rink, or sample the many Mount Snow night spots. Accommodations include over 100 lodges, motels, hotels, and country farms in Mount Snow's picturesque Valley of the Inns. Come, ski Mount Snow, Vermont.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
We met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th right here in front of Waverly. But unfortunately, drummer he resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere and wears gold chains on his leather jacket, and on the back are written the name Mary and Mom and Hell's Angels. I would gratefully appreciate it if you see him, tell him I'm in the park.
Who's there?
Lincoln Mercury went in.
I gave it the office.
Hey, hey, look at us now. Hey, hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Give me a winner any day, or else a loser with money.
We have an old new Montego this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer, winner.
Take a photograph of a Mercury Montego out to your garage and see how nervous your old car gets.
Montego is here. Drive a winner this year.
You realize the Montego is priced so low, you can afford to buy me all kinds of luxury extras.
Great. And we can trade you in for the works.
Lincoln Mercury.
Now, a word from our alternate sponsor.
Thank you.
what's my name?
This is Don McNeil. Lots of people have told me they first bought powdered Preem for camping or picnicking and liked the taste so much they kept on using Preem at home. Well, that doesn't surprise me a doggone bit. Preem in coffee tastes better than anything else I can think of. Milk, cream, powdered creamers, you name it. Taste tests have proved it. So don't wait for a picnic to try Preem. Preem is better than ever. Get some now and I think you'll start enjoying your coffee a whole lot more.
The thing of shapes to come. Come, come, come.
Him? He's my sucral daddy.
Martha, the laundry's been shrinking my shirts again.
Want to avoid extra calories? Sucral's the thing. It's America's leading no-calorie sweetener with a patented made-to-taste-like-sugar formula. Get the real thing. Sucral, the sweetener with a patent on good taste.
One of the big attractions of sports is that you find out immediately what happened. A whistle blows or a gun goes off and you know right now who won. Occasionally, that's not true, though, and a good example is the annual Pro Football Draft. Since 26 teams are going to pick 442 football players, you have to wait a while, digest the facts, and finally figure out just what happened. The football draft is a combination of the expected and the unexpected. The Buffalo Bills had first pick, and they took O.J. Simpson. That wasn't quite as surprising as, well, say, the Jets' victory over Baltimore in the Super Bowl. But there were some surprises. Take the San Diego Chargers, for example. Last year, San Diego quarterback John Hadle led the American Football League in touchdown passes, completions, and yardage. Yet in the draft, San Diego's first pick was a quarterback, Columbia's Marty Domrys. Even without Hadle, that pick was a little surprising. The record book boys dug back and found that the last time an Ivy League quarterback was picked in the first round, his name was Sid Luckman. We hear a lot about the forward pass, but the hot position in this year's draft was neither the passer nor the pass catcher. It was that old favorite, the running back. It was the only position where every team in both leagues drafted at least one man. And Miami was the only club that took only one. Buffalo took five, including Simpson. Where did these 442 draftees come from? Well, they came from 180 different colleges and universities. Leading contributors were Minnesota, Grambling, Arizona State, Tennessee State, and Southern California, with eight each. Texas Aggies with nine, and Notre Dame, which led all schools, with 11 players being chosen. Some of those drafted football players will get so much money to sign, they'll be able to start thinking seriously of retiring. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. Now this from the Associates. If you want fast action in solving your financial problems, the people to see are the folks at Associates Finance. Chances are, they can come up with the money you need when you need it. So if you need money to pay off your back bills, or for taxes, or for any good reason, see the Associates. There's an Associates Finance office near you listed in the yellow pages. Associates, nice people with money to loan you.
Take a look in the Monitor scoreboard now. College basketball finals. Louisville 63, Wichita State 62, Niagara 104, Iona 78, Columbia 94, Dartmouth 61, Michigan State over Illinois 75-70, Boston College 67, Penn State 63, Virginia 84, Maryland 78. And Elkhorn A&M of Lorman, Mississippi today was named to play in the NCAA College Division basketball tournament. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on Monitor 69, covering the USA with information and entertainment. In Michigan's Upper Peninsula, we're heard on station WIKB. We'll step aside for a moment now, let all our NBC stations identify themselves, and then we'll be right back.
Now, that's the show. Javi Schmidt and Tom Jones, those are the guests. This is Roscoe. Join us next week on NBC Radio.
This is Big Wilson. All I said was music, news, weather, fortune phone. It's the big things that make listening worthwhile. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where good things come in Big Wilson's package. Weekdays, 9 to noon.
Here on Radar 11, 7 is Kraft 11. Good opening coming out. How much gold? You're rolling.
Are you a consistent loser because of your gambling? Are you losing your wages, your savings, and your loved ones? Then it's possible that you are suffering from a serious illness known as compulsive gambling. A compulsive gambler gets progressively worse as he continues to gamble. If you have a desire to end this constant turmoil and want help to live a normal life, contact Gamblers Anonymous by calling Murray Hill 97500. Don't gamble with your life. The stakes are too high.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 36 degrees in New York and sunny.
New York Harbor is once again bustling with activity. More than 10,000 longshoremen are back on the job after ratifying a new contract yesterday. They're working on 140 ships stranded at the docks since before Christmas with an estimated $200 million worth of cargo. The Post Office Department says 3.5 million pounds of mail is aboard those ships, waiting for the past 57 days for delivery. Longshoremen here are working under terms of a new money package, providing a $1.60 an hour increase in wages and benefits. 20 other ports along the eastern Gulf Coast are still strike-bound. But the New York settlement is expected to set the pattern for other settlements. Police arrested a sanitation department driver today, allegedly for trying to charge residents of Bayside, Queens, as much as $100 for removing snow from their streets. Investigations Commissioner Robert Ruskin identified the driver as Silvio Marcucci. His co-driver has been suspended from the department. Marcucci reportedly cleared off sections of 38th Road in Queens and then collected money from the residents. Thousands of sanitation men are back to normal duties today, collecting trash from homes and apartment houses stranded for nearly a week by the snowstorm. Union President John Delurie said yesterday the garbage collection could have begun days ago. He blamed Mayor Lindsay for not ordering snow-removing equipment on the streets earlier. Lindsay, meanwhile, says he'll put together a panel to study ways of handling future snow emergencies. Willie Mae Rogers has decided not to accept President Nixon's offer to serve as White House consultant on consumer affairs. Ms. Rogers, an executive at Good Housekeeping magazine, was appointed to the Washington job this week, but the appointment came under fire from congressional leaders who raised questions about conflict of interest. Mr. Nixon asked Willie Mae Rogers to take a leave of absence from Good Housekeeping. She declined and then turned down the nomination. The Saigon government said today the Allies will observe a 24-hour ceasefire on Monday for the Lunar New Year. The Viet Cong previously announced a truce starting today, but already communist guerrillas have assassinated a village leader in the Central Highlands and tried to raid an American dock complex in Saigon. Space officials are deciding whether to replace the Atlas Centaur rocket, now ready to carry a Mariner capsule toward Mars. A slight buckling developed in the booster yesterday when a pressurization system failed. The rocket is being prepared for launching February 24th, and time is an important factor, since the Red Planet moves into proper position only once every 25 months. The space agency has until April 10th to either repair the present booster or replace it with another. A massive winter storm packing 75-mile-an-hour winds is buffeting the Gulf Coast of Florida. This afternoon, a huge wind-driven tide slammed into Lido Beach, flooding a number of luxury motels. No injuries reported. Police in Los Angeles raided a house today, arrested four men, and seized $1 million in counterfeit $10 and $20 bills. The bogus money was said to be of poor quality. The Clay Shaw trial recessed until Monday after hearing more testimony and on New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison's contention that President Kennedy was shot from two directions. Shaw is charged with conspiring to kill the late president. Texan J.L. Simmons testified he saw a puff of smoke come from behind a fence near the Dallas Plaza where Kennedy was shot, and a woman witness was asked whether, when Kennedy was shot, the spurt of blood from his head went forward or backward. She replied that she thought it went straight up. Pakistani opposition leader Ali Bhutto reportedly was saved from assassination today by a group of his supporters. A spokesman for Bhutto said the opposition leader had a gun pointed at him during a march in his hometown about 300 miles from Karachi. The spokesman said Bhutto's supporters grabbed the weapon from the gunman. The weather in New York, mostly sunny and cold this afternoon, high as 30 to 35, clear and cold tonight with a low 20 in the city and down in the teens in the suburbs. Tomorrow it will be mostly sunny and continued cold, with a high again in the mid-30s. Right now, 36 degrees and sunny in New York. This is Frank Gordon, WNBC News, and now back to Monitor.
Monitor, winter brings ice and snow. Monitor warms your heart, makes you glow. You won't go crazy if you spend the season with NBC.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go for it, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life.
life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life, to feel the powerful beat, to feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet. Daddy, go, 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 go. Help them, help me, go.
Daddy spread the gospel in Milwaukee. Took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge.
Blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
With the fire piper blowing, while the mustard hell was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going
down below.
Daddy, Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, with the fire piper and operation down below. Daddy,
with the fire piper blowing, while the mustard hell was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below.
Fly to your daddy, take a dive and swim to your daddy.
Hit the floor and run to your daddy.
Daddy, he's got the rhythm of life, of life, of life, of life.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Let me hear it!
Yeah!
Rock it to me!
Yeah!
Let it all hang out!
Rhythm of Life, the latest from Sammy Davis Jr. This is Monitor 69. I'm your host, Joe Garagiola. Hey, and just to show you how up-to-date we are on all the news, you know tomorrow is Chinese New Year's Day? And boy, 1969 should be a great year for a certain heavyweight I know. It's the year of the chicken.
Due to circumstances beyond our control, the following commercial will be heard.
Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and all. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
It is written, winning may not be everything, but losing isn't anything.
Cougar's the top cat in the whole USA. See it today.
There once was a lady from Chattanooga who smiled while she rode through her cougar.
Whatever turns you on, baby.
Inch for inch, pound for pound, no sports car around beats Cougar for pure luxury.
When a man follows me in my Cougar, I use the sequential turn signal to make sure he won't lose me.
Drive Cougar and see how great a winner can be. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
How did they ever get that Cougar on top of the Lincoln Mercury sign?
Very carefully.
Our man on the aisle, Leonard Probst, caught two opening nights this week, one of which starred Woody Allen. Woody, the Charlie Brown of Brooklyn. Here's the reaction.
Mike Nichols had better watch out. Elaine May is catching up. Nichols and May used to work here on Monitor doing comedy routines. Since then, Nichols has gone ahead to become the director on Broadway and in Hollywood, while Elaine May has been having a hazardous affair with the New York stage. However, all that is past. This week, she proved she's a genius as a stage director. The show is called Adaptation and Next, two one-act plays and both brilliant comedies. Both were directed by Elaine May. Adaptation is a bitter, funny takeoff on television game shows. In it, a contestant moves through life, advancing from birth to death in search of security. It's done in fast, penetrating challenges as the contestant moves like a checker on a board. In the end, the American dream of security proves to be an impossible dream. Moving uptown to Broadway, the newest comedy is Woody Allen's Play It Again, Sam, starring Woody Allen. If you blow too hard, it's so thin, it just might disappear. But it does have a lot of funny moments, and Woody Allen has an active fantasy life. The comedy is about a sex-mad writer for a highbrow movie magazine whose hero is Humphrey Bogart. Sure enough, there's an actor on stage who looks and talks like Bogey in trench coat and dangling cigarette. His job is to advise Mr. Allen, who runs his home life as though it were a Playboy bunny club. Whenever the comedy palls, the miniskirts get shorter and Woody Allen's fantasy gets more furious. So, there it is. A good week for comedy on stage, a memorable week for Elaine May's fortunes, which finally got their just desserts. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News New York, and that's it from Broadway and off Broadway.
Here's Monitor Music by Beverly Wright. The grass doesn't grow as high as the tree.
Grass doesn't grow as high as the tree. The river doesn't flow as deep as the sea. The mountain doesn't reach as tall as the sky. And she doesn't love you as much as I. The leaf doesn't cling as strong as the vine. The day doesn't last as long as time.
It on my own.
Grass doesn't grow as high as the tree. The river doesn't flow as deep as the sea. The mountain doesn't reach as tall as the sky.
Here's a Monitor tip for winter's driving safety. Putting heavy weights such as sandbags or cement blocks in the trunk of your car will improve the traction in snow, but it can be overdone. Now, too much weight in the back can lighten the load on the front wheels to the point where steering control is affected. How much weight is the right amount? Well, it varies with the car's weight, but for the average-sized vehicle, 200 pounds is the recommended limit. Now, this word from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Don Adams. The other day, I was trapped in the most dangerous place on Earth, the downtown freeway. Some of the drivers there put notches on their steering wheels for the cars they knock off. At one end of the freeway, there's a scoreboard. Sports cars are 3 points. Big cars are 5 points. And if you hit a bus, you get 10, and the scoreboard fires rockets. Well, I promised myself that if I ever got off that road alive, I'd do two things. First, I'd never drive on it again. Second, I'd get car insurance from State Farm Mutual, the world's biggest. Because they're famous for lightning-fast claim service. And because State Farm has 3,917 claim representatives. If it weren't for that freeway, they'd probably only need three. Would you believe four?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
You know, maybe it's the approaching income tax time that makes me notice things like this. But I saw in the paper where 14 professional golfers earned over $100,000 a year on the tournament circuit last year. You know, as a former Major League Baseball player, I have a little bit of advice for you parents. Forget that catcher's mitt. You buy him a putter. Joe Garagiola here with a putter, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Thank you.
now has an even easier way to St. Louis. It's called Easton One. It's all first class. A select service for a select few. Just 50 people on a whisper jet built to carry far more. It's champagne, char-broiled steaks. It's curbside check-in, special boarding lounge, faster baggage handling. More service because there are fewer people to serve. The first all-first-class plane to St. Louis leaves three times daily. Once daily to both Charlotte and West Palm Beach. Ask for Easton One when you call Easton for reservations.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Joe Garagiola here for Monitor 69. We're going to take a look at the nation's weather. Why, I don't know, because most of it, not good. Traveler's warnings are in effect in many parts of the country. They're banned across the northern area because of the snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the central regions. Heavy thunderstorms have dumped to 2.5 inches into the area in the last 6 hours. The only part of the U.S. with dry weather and clear skies is along the Rockies and parts of the Northeast.
When a storm hits, you realize the importance of removing freezing rain, sleet, snow, and slushy, gummy road splash from your windshield in a hurry. But the important thing is to be ready before the next storm. Have your windshield washer filled now with a dependable solution that can really do the job. ANCO Windshield Washer Antifreeze is specially compounded to keep windshields clear even in below-zero weather. You can get ANCO Windshield Washer Antifreeze wherever you see the bright yellow ANCO Windshield Wiper service cabinet. The man at the pump can fill your windshield washer while you have your gas tank filled. Carry an extra can of ANCO Windshield Washer Antifreeze in the trunk of your car. Then you'll always have enough to keep your windshield clear of any freezing or snowing condition with a generous shot of your washer. Be sure to insist on ANCO, A-N-C-O, makers of the finest windshield wipers, refills, arms, and ANCO Windshield Washer Antifreeze.
Our study of smoking this weekend on monitors taken us into such areas as cigarette advertising, how to stop smoking, and the effects of tobacco on health. And then there's a matter of filter tips and their effectiveness.
There are some filters that practically do nothing. They don't filter out anything, and as far as I can see, they're nothing but sales appeal. There are other filters that take out a very large proportion of the nicotine and tar. We think it quite likely that these filters do some good, but we're not absolutely certain because we don't know whether it's the tar and nicotine that is a major harmful ingredient. My guess is that this is so. There are still other filters, charcoal filters, that take out a little bit of the gases as well as tar and nicotine. These may perhaps be better than the other type, but at the present time, in my opinion, there's no proof of it.
That statement from Dr. E. Kyler Hammond, the Vice President of the American Cancer Society.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. Oh, Galveston, flying in the sun at Galveston, at
Campbell with his new one, written by Jim Webb, Galveston. If you're one of the over 60 million Americans who smoke cigarettes, chances are you've tried to quit smoking, or you wish you could quit smoking, or at least you've thought about quitting. Well, one organization that's really doing something about helping people to break the smoking habit is an outfit called Smoke Stoppers. This group's president, John J. Welker, talked with reporter Shirley Eder.
John, I know you're the president of Smoke Stoppers Incorporated. Just what is it?
Well, Shirley, it's a service to the public whereby we're offering classes many times a week where people will come. We're endeavoring to motivate them and change some of their habits so they can always say in the morning, I'm going to be that ex-smoker, protect the most valuable asset I have, my body.
Okay, now how do you go about this?
Shirley, this is a form of group therapy. We want them to take a positive stand that from now on, they are going to be the ex-smoker. And it takes a while. You can't do it overnight. What they want to do is come as often as possible, preferably once a week.
What do you do? Do you pay so much when you come in?
Yes, Shirley, we do have a charge. We're endeavoring to be a profit-making organization. We're not affiliated with any of the foundations, etc. We do charge $2 registration and $3 for each class. The classes themselves are an hour to an hour and a half each time, and we recommend that they come at least once for about 12 weeks and then cut it down to maybe once every 2 weeks and then once a month. But keep coming because you, no matter how long, my own instance, I quit 5 years ago, but still, every now and then, I almost want to take a cigarette.
All right, now, what do you recommend for those who can't get to your class? Can you give away some secrets for free?
Yes. Move that favorite lounge chair that you go and sit in the morning right after breakfast or during breakfast where you're going to have that nice cup of coffee and that cigarette. Go cover that chair up for 2 or 3 weeks or move it.
In other words, you're breaking the habit of habit.
Yes, you are. This is the thing we're endeavoring to have them do. We hate to tell them to stop the coffee for about 3 weeks, but we would suggest that any stimulating beverages of any nature don't take them for 3 weeks.
Where can one write to you about this smoke stopping?
Well, they could write to Smoke Stoppers Incorporated, 520 Hampton Road, Grosse Pointe Woods, Michigan, and the zip code's 48236.
Okay, now maybe the people listening in ought to get in touch with John J. Welker in Detroit of Smoke Stoppers Incorporated. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shirley.
Later today, we'll hear about another group with the same objective as Smoke Stoppers. It's an organization known as Smoke Watchers.
United Rent-A-All has got it, whatever you need, for remodeling or gardening or giving a tea. From a silver platter to a bed or ladder, you can rent it from United Rent-A-All.
You're too old to take up skiing.
I am not.
You get winded dialing a telephone. Why did you buy all that equipment?
Now, wait a minute. Remember all that camping equipment we got?
We rented the camping equipment from United Rent-A-All.
So I took the money we saved by renting the camping equipment from United Rent-A-All, and I used it to buy ski equipment.
Why didn't you rent the ski equipment?
Because ski equipment is the one thing United Rent-A-All doesn't have.
Sure they do. They've got canes, crutches, wheelchairs, walkers, hospital beds.
You don't have to buy it. You can rent and try it when you get it from United Rent-A-All.
Don't forget, there's a friendly United Rent-A-All dealer in your area. Why not drop in to see him? He's a professional consultant in his field, eager to be of service to his customer.
Roger Williams with Gentle on My Mind. You know, earlier this week, there was a very interesting quote in the news which was attributed to actor Michael Crawford, who will be playing an Olympic runner in an upcoming movie called The Games. He trains by running 8 miles a day, and right now he can run a mile in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. But he says, I'd rather get good notices than break the 4-minute mile. And now for what else is going on in the world, you stay for NBC News on the Hour. Joe Garagiola is my name.